Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the How We Scaled show. My name is Jeff Brandeis, president and founder of CEO of Brandeis Coaching and Brandeis Training Solutions. Each of our episodes will feature a CEO, VP of sales, or an entrepreneur that has scaled their business to six, seven, even eight figures. And on the show, we will ask questions to them about what they did that scaled their business, that grew their revenues, that made them what they are today. So you're ready to listen and learn? Stay tuned. One, two, and three. Here we go. Welcome back, everyone. This is Jeff Brandeis with How We Scaled. So glad to have everyone back for another episode. Today, I have a special guest who I know everyone's going to be really excited to hear. Please welcome Samer Rahim. Samer, welcome to How We Scaled.
Thank you. How's it going?
It's doing great. Thank you for asking. So Samer is a partner at Galvanize. And I'm going to let you explain what Galvanize is and what your role is to our listeners.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. So Galvanize, we used to be called Galvanize. We recently changed the name. We are now Diligent. So Diligent is a company that recently purchased Galvanize. But basically, it's a software company that we mainly offer software for any sort of company, mainly around risk management, internal controls, internal audit, enterprise risk management. So basically risk and governance. And we also have a data analytics tool that also helps companies to identify deficiencies, analyze data, and all of that. And my role in Galvanize is what we call a client partner. So I work with strategic accounts, making sure that they are happy, successful, working with them on building a roadmap and help them achieve their objectives.
That is awesome. So when you talk about risk assessment, excuse me, Sam, and you talk about analytics, help the listeners, understand a little bit more about what the actual software does for the organization or the company. Because I'm sure some folks aren't really 100% familiar with what risk management is and some of the analytics that your software actually will provide to companies.
Definitely. You know, companies face risks on a daily basis, whether it's internal risks, external, but risks are inevitable and companies need to understand what are the risks that they are facing on a daily basis and whether they have adequate controls in place to mitigate against these risks. Our software helps them identify these risks and helps them identify the controls that should be in place to mitigate against these risks with the help of data. So today companies use softwares left, right, and center. Everyone is using a lot of systems, whether it's your accounting system, Active Directory, IT, or what have you. And there's a lot of data. There's a lot of data that is extremely important that reside within these systems. But it's really hard for whether you're part of the risk management team or internal audit to actually review all of these data. So what can you do? You use a tool. What we have today is called data analytics. It helps you review or analyze. You don't have to take a sample anymore. You literally take the full sample, 100% sample to analyze it. I remember back in my old EY days, I worked for EY for 10 years. I remember we used to do that a lot and we used to take samples. You tested, let's say you have your testing purchase orders. It's a 10,000 transactions that happens every year and you're only taking a 5 or 10 samples, which is not enough for you to identify the problems. But with data analytics, it helps you identify all of these risks. It helps you analyze and review the full 10,000 sample that you have or the full population, analyze it, understand where are the exceptions, and help you mitigate against these risks and control. So it's a full circle to help you identify risks and mitigate and monitor and continue growing.
So thank you for another way of phrasing it. It's kind of like as well, it's the internal audit tool to make sure everything is being properly done. The I's are dotted, the T's are crossed internally. Because I think we all hear about the internal theft sometimes and things aren't always, I'll use the term kosher, going correctly within some companies. And that's another way to kind of look at what that software does. Is that accurate as well, Sam?
Anyway, yes, definitely. It because of the software, it solves a lot of problems, and definitely this is one of them. And this is what risk and governance is all about.
Yeah, it's all about protection at the end of the day, right?
Exactly.
So what makes your product different or more unique than some of the other programs that are out there?
In my opinion, one of our biggest competitive advantages is integration. The system helps you work on a lot of different solutions and use cases in one place. And this is what we usually hear from clients. They want to have one system that can help them solve for a number of use cases, whether it's internal audit, risk management, third-party vendor assessments, IT risk management, compliance, so on and so forth. So they want to do all of that, but in one integrated system where each department is no longer working in silos. And this is a very big topic because unfortunately today, a lot of these departments, instead of them, you know, being siloed, they should all work together to identify risk controls and help mitigate and solve problems. But they're all speaking differently, working in a separate systems. But bringing all of these together into one single platform, this is our biggest competitive advantage. You can do all of that in one system, integrate. People can read information that are related to what they are working on while maintaining independence, while maintaining privacy and all of that, and getting to what you want and the data that is important to you, as well as to you. At the end of the day, it's all about reporting to senior management and presenting all of this information to them in a nice dashboard or storyboard. So integration, I would say, is key.
Well, yes. So obviously the name of my podcast is How We Scaled. So when you look at what you do for Galvanize, how have you grown your business and your partners over the past couple of years? And the other part of that question is, how has COVID affected your growth?
Let me just start at the beginning. I remember when I first joined Galvanize, we were a very small team, maybe around 5 or 6 people. Now we're a bit over 30 or 40 people. So how we did it, it's definitely the product helped a lot, but internally within the team that I work in closely, is building the right processes, having the right team, having the right set of skills. All of the team members are domain experts. They are knowledgeable. They don't only know systems, but they also know domain, internal audit, risk management, compliance, governance, and all of that. So building the right team, building the right process, it's only when we started documenting stuff, building the right, as again, the process, the methodology, what needs to be done, how we deal with certain situations, whether it's clients, internal or external, it helps us scale our services and how we deliver services to our clients and how we think of things while we're enabling them, training them, and bringing them on board on our system. So I know that I've mentioned that a couple of times, but process, methodology, people, team, it's all about people, process, and technology. If you bring these three together, you have the perfect system. So again, people, process, and technology. That's how we scale.
I love it. That's fantastic. Is there a niche or a market that you best serve at this point?
Not specifically, to be honest. We have a wide range of companies that we work with, whether it's public, private, Fed, literally everything, manufacturing, banking, insurance, government, federal. Literally, we have a wide range of companies that we work with. And again, it's all about risk compliance and governance. We always target around that. Now, of course, with the acquisition that happened a few months ago with Diligent, they offer a little bit of a different type of software, which is around mainly board of directors and a couple of other things. But basically, the nice thing about that, it complements our software, because they are more around the governance aspect. We are more on the risk and controls and enterprise and compliance. So it came full circle. So literally our niche is the entire market, to be honest, because every company, whether regardless which sector they work in, it's all about risks and managing risks. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So you mentioned earlier that you worked for EY, which is one of the biggest four accounting firms in the world. How did that prepare you for your role in Galvanize?
Oh my God, in every possible way. So I worked with EY for 10 years. I was part of the risk advisory service line. So my role was mainly, you know, servicing clients in the areas of internal audit, enterprise risk management, risk assessments, internal controls, doing every single an audit that you can think of, SOX, MAR, operational audits, financial, IT, and all of that, the good stuff, I like to say them. And how it prepared me, it's not only, you know, managing projects, knowing how to do consulting, talking to clients, managing teams, but also scaling, because scaling in the Big Four is very big, and this is how they make a lot of money, and this is why they are big as they are. It's just scaling the right people, right resources, and all of that. And definitely it gave me the knowledge that I have in audit as in general. So it prepared me very well for my role, because the software that we sell is all about internal audit, compliance, governance, risk, and it's my experience back in EY. So it helped me a lot in understanding the system. It didn't take me a long time to learn it. Either way, the system is very easy to understand. It's intuitive, but it helped me even more to understand it, speaking the language that our clients are using on a daily basis, and helping me understand how to manage teams, how to grow, how to coach, train, and to build the right processes to scale our services across all of our customers.
Oh, that's awesome. I love to hear people that took their experience and what they learned and be able to implement it in their new role and how it prepped them for what they do today. I think
Definitely.
That's awesome.
It's regardless whether you hate or like Big Four, there's a lot of talks about Big Four. We all know it, but it's a school. In all honesty, it's a school. And you literally graduate regardless how many years you work in it. I worked for like 10 years and it literally prepares you for everything that you're going to face in the future.
It's very true. And I usually don't talk about myself on these, but I came from a Big Eight background. So I worked for Pete Mark way back when. I'm showing my age because I'm talking about Big Eight versus Big Four.
But
Pete Mark definitely prepared me as well for my future. And it's great business background. Yeah. Tell us about your day as a leader and, you know, what your challenges are and how you deal with, you know, the issues that come up from a company's perspective.
Definitely. So as part of my role, and as I said earlier, I work with strategic accounts, and it's the challenging part of it is that, you know, every client have their own set of problems, their own set of issues that they have to deal with. And having the ability to, you know, work with them closely, understanding their needs, understanding the issues that they are facing, and help them grow and help them scale and help them understand how they can leverage the system and find new ways in leveraging the system on a daily basis to help them achieve what they want to achieve. We had a slogan back in Galvanize, and we used to say, like, we want to create leaders that are thought after, so everybody's, you know, if I want something, I know that I can go to that person to help me out. And our system helps our clients to become thought leaders. People are looking for them to help them and solve their problems. And having also that role within the company and working with these companies and these clients is just, it's rewarding. At the same time, it has its own challenges, but it's also opportunities for us to grow and expand, because their feedback that we get from on a daily basis, whether on how they're using the system, the different use cases that they leverage, also helps us understand what the clients are looking for and how we can grow and expand on our existing solutions and existing features and grow and help clients solve all of these different issues. So it's challenging working with all of these different clients and hearing from them, but at the same time, it's extremely rewarding. And that's how you grow. That's how, to be honest, I learn more from my customers than what I learned from Galvanize. And this is key. You never learn or know everything, but listening to different clients and how they are doing stuff, it definitely widens your perspective on things.
I love that as well, because I think sometimes, and with all due respect to all those salespeople out there who are listening, salespeople always think that they know everything. But what salespeople always think are important, prospects or customers don't always think that way. And True. You always sometimes usually learn more on how customers actually use your product by listening to them and asking them questions. So I love that philosophy as well from you. So again, no disrespect to salespeople. We're all in sales, but sometimes you learn a lot more from how your customers use your product versus how you think your product should be used.
Yeah, this is something I learned back in UI. Listening is key. Listening is key. It's how you grow. It's you have to listen. Don't talk to people. Just listen to them before you talk to them.
Yeah, I agree. But you know, you're in a internal audit risk type of industry. What bugs you the most about what goes on in the IA world?
I used to be a board member within the IA Vancouver chapter. I left during COVID. But basically what really bugs me is and even with my existing clients, there's a lot of clients that they still do things back in the old days, which you cannot do. Like, you know, internal audit as a definition is an advisory role that helps you identify, you know, risks and controls and you know, audit all of that. But at the end of the day, you have to widen your perception. You have to widen that definition to include other stuff as well, because we are now in the world of data, in the world of IT, in the world of systems, where it's going to help you manage a lot of that. Internal audit, I remember back in my old EY days, we tell you that we cannot, you know, find all the controls or all the risks, because at the end of the day, we're humans. The problem is a lot of customers don't understand the importance of integration, the importance of data analytics. And I'm not here talking about our solutions or our system. I'm talking about any data analytics system. Yep. Because as humans, you can never test 100% sample. The definition of internal, it tells you, we provide you with reasonable assurance that your controls are effective. And reasonable is key. Reasonable, because at the end of the day, we're humans. You cannot identify or test everything. But using system, relying on data and system, it's going to help you elevate yourself and no longer use the word reasonable assurance. You know what? I've tested 100% sample, and I know that out of the 100% sample, we found X number of deficiencies. So we can get and elevate that. So what I really want to provide, or the answer I want to give you, is that I want all of our customers or every single company, especially internal auditors, risk managers, rely on data. Use system, forget Word and Excel. They are great, don't get me wrong, but we're much more advanced now. We have to look into what the systems can provide. And again, I want to say something. If the system is not giving you what you need, go back to Word and Excel. Don't get me wrong. System sometimes is not always the solution. But if it is in your case, you might as well use it and leverage it, because it's definitely can help you gain efficiencies and effectiveness in everything that you're doing. So don't be afraid of systems. See them, check them before you say no to them.
I agree. How does how you work with, or how involved is Galvanize with social media, and how does that help you with your business?
In all honesty, I don't know how much to answer this question, because I'm not good with social media, but okay. We have a huge marketing team that does all of that. I know that we have a large, huge budget in terms of for the marketing campaigns that we do, whether it's on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, as well as all the other seminars. And we still finance a lot of the IIA chapters and other CPA chapters and ISACA chapters and all of that. So it definitely brings a lot and elevates the discussion, because again, this working hand in hand with all of these different chapters that all about risk, compliance, and governance, it brings awareness to a lot of different people on how systems are being used. So, you know, social media is key now. You cannot function as a company without the help of social media. We also, what happened with Facebook a few weeks back when it went down, a lot of companies got affected. So regardless whether you like Facebook or not, that's not the issue. That's not the topic. But those things help in these days, and we cannot disregard them.
So if you were to look out in the next few years, where do you think the IA world, the internal audit world, is going? And just from a future perspective of software enhancements or things like that, just kind of a pie in the sky question.
I definitely feel that there's a lot of like if you read the IA book, like the CIA certification book one, it talks a lot about the process, what needs to be done and all of that, which is great. But I think there's a lot of concept that needs to be revised or looked at, especially the three lines of defense, how internal audit as a whole work, risk management, compliance, all of that. We need to integrate. We need to understand how the systems can help us and put that as part of our day-to-day work. I know that all of these different chapters in their seminars, they are really advocating for systems and the help of IT and robots and all of that to help achieve the desired goals in understanding risks, identifying controls and risks and mitigation and continuous control monitoring and all of that. But I still feel that we need more. We need to embed it as part of the definition of what internal audit is, what risk management is all about. So we need to have to take a step back and look at what is happening globally, especially with what happened in COVID and how everybody's relying on systems and data. And now more and more companies are adopting the hybrid approach of working from home versus the office. So you're going to rely more on systems. Relying more on systems, that's going to help. That's going to bring a whole new level of risks as well as a whole new level of controls, which we also need to look into and understand. So again, all of these internal audit, ISACA, CPAs, and all of those, a different type of discussion needs to happen, a different elevated different discussion that needs to be taking place to accommodate with the changes that are happening globally, from a system perspective, processes, and all of that.
I think technology is great, right? But it also opens up some more risks
Oh,
that,
yes.
as things
Oh,
change,
yes.
the opportunity for other things to happen internally also rises. So,
Yeah. You
for
cannot
sure.
imagine, especially during COVID, the risk of ransomware just went up exponentially. Just, hackers taking control over your data, and you know what? You're gonna give us money for us to release this data. It's crazy, but it's real. It's there, and we need to think about how we need what needs to be done to overcome these challenges. What are the different controls we need to have in place to mitigate these risks? But they are real, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, very, very, very true. So, Sam, I really enjoyed our conversation today. So, if our podcast listeners want to get hold of you or learn more about Galvanize, how can they reach out and find you?
So you can always reach me on my LinkedIn profile. It's Samer Abdul Rahim, and feel free to put in my LinkedIn address as well. Reach me through LinkedIn, and I'm happy to help in any way I can.
Well, thank you so much for being on How We Scale, Samer. I learned things about the internal audit and where AI is going as well. So, our listeners, again, thank you so much for being on or listening to another episode of How We Scaled. Appreciate it. Stay well,
Thank you.
everyone. Thanks. Thanks
See
again
ya.
for joining us, Samer.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining. I truly hope everyone enjoyed the podcast here and our special guest. I know each of you are really excited to possibly even be a guest on our podcast. So feel free to fill out the application form that's below. We'll follow back up with you, be in touch with you, and it'd be great to have you. In addition, I know I'll be reaching out to you to see how we might be able to even do some business and have a conversation about working together. Again, thank you so much for joining our podcast. And if you do know of someone else that actually would like to be on the podcast, feel free to recommend him or her to also fill out the application below. Again, thank you so much for joining. Have a great day and see you next week on How We Scale.